Hello and welcome to episode 42 of the Coached by Halls podcast, a podcast that I hope will help you to live healthier and happier while still enjoying a fun-filled life. And this is the last episode of 2024. I have a feeling I might have said that in the last episode, but here we are, showing up, squeezing one more in before the new year. And wowee, what a year it has been. I'm going to spend most of today looking back on how truly amazing this year has been and how blessed I feel and how grateful I am for everything that I have experienced. I'm also going to spend a little bit of time today goal setting, because why not? It's the perfect time. And I would actually urge you guys to do the same. Today's episode is going to be on mindset swaps to take into 2025 with you. People often say that weight loss is 20% exercise, 80% diet. But I actually think that it's 20% diet and exercise and 80% behavior and mindset change. Because it takes long-term behavior change to create lasting results. So that is my main focus as a coach, to instill small little habit and lifestyle changes that you can carry on for the long term. Your mind is so powerful. The story you tell yourself really matters. I'm not sure whether I've mentioned this study before. I think I have in maybe a previous episode, but this study blows my mind. So two groups, both groups were there to have an injection administered. The same healthcare professional provided the injection to both groups. However, with one of the groups, she acted quite clumsy, didn't give eye contact, had a medical student as the name tag on her uniform. And then with the other group, she had Harvard Medical on the name tag. She was very confident, calm, gave eye contact to the individual receiving the vaccination. And with the group where she acted sort of clumsy and incapable, the majority of the recipients of that vaccination had a red sort of rash around the insertion site of the vaccination, but the group where she acted calm, collective, and confident, there was no sort of bruising or rash around the injection site. Purely through the way the nurse acted meant that the recipient of the vaccination told themselves, this woman is incapable, this vaccination isn't going to be administered right. They ended up having a rash around the injection site purely through power of the mind alone. If you tell yourself you can't do something, you probably won't even try. If you tell yourself that you're too old to do something, again, you probably won't even try. If you tell yourself you're lazy, you will act lazy. If you constantly talk negatively about yourself, you won't see yourself as worthy of health and happiness. If you are constantly feeding your brain negative thoughts, the outcome and your actions are going to be negative. A small task for you to do right now as you're listening. I want you to close your eyes. Maybe not if you're driving, that would be a bad idea. Bring awareness to the space around your chest and your heart and just notice how that space feels. Then when you're ready, speak to yourself or out loud and repeat after me. I am worthy. I am happy. I am confident. I accept myself unconditionally. I believe in myself. Did you notice a shift in the feeling around your heart and chest area? I hope so, because I certainly did. Feeding positivity to the brain is so powerful and will make your journey so much easier. So with that in mind, here are some mindset swaps to take you into 2025. And with these swaps, watch your world change. So instead of saying, I have to go to work, or I have to go to the gym, change it to, I get to go to work. Some people don't have the privilege of work and an income. I get to go to the gym. Remember in 2020 when we were all desperate to go and we weren't allowed? Wowee, that's nearly 5 years ago. So don't say I have to. Swap that to I get to. It's a privilege to be able to do these things. Instead of saying I can't do that and not even trying, let's switch it to I'll try my best. And I bet 9 times out of 10, you succeed. But if you don't, amazing. You get to learn and grow from the mistake or from where you went wrong. When it comes to your diet, the feeling of restriction makes it 10 times harder. So instead of saying things like, I can't eat that, I'm on a diet, let's switch that to, I'm choosing not to eat that. When it's your choice, everything becomes so much easier. I am choosing not to eat that. I am choosing not to have a starter so I can have a dessert. I am choosing not to drink alcohol because I know it'll increase my calorie intake for the day. Everything is your choice. Instead of saying things like, I'm not good at that, I can get better at that, is a growth mindset instead of a fixed mindset. Now, I find this next one really powerful. So instead of saying something like, oh, I'm lazy, I hear this so often as an excuse not to do something. Saying this means it's fixed. I am lazy. It's fixed. And then your actions will align with being lazy. So instead of saying I am lazy, let's say I am being lazy, which is changeable. And when you have the openness in your mind to change, you can change your next action to best align with your goal and not feed yourself the narrative that you are lazy and therefore act lazy. And it's the same when it comes to self-talk. Many of us have been talking negatively about ourselves for years. It's sadly the norm, but you can't hate yourself into change like most people think. Change comes from self-compassion and realizing that you deserve to be healthy. You deserve to be happy. Your body deserves to be moved and it deserves to be nourished. So when you catch yourself talking negatively about yourself, pause and change it to gratitude. So if you find yourself saying something like, I hate how my legs look, let's change that to, I am grateful for my legs. They allow me to walk, dance, drive, run, gym, everything. Let's say maybe you've recently had a baby and you're looking in the mirror and you think, oh, I really hate my tummy. Let's swap that to, that tummy kept my baby safe and grew my baby for 9 months and gave me the precious gift of life. It's hard to begin with, but the more you do it, the easier it'll get. And a positive world is a happier world in your head and on the outside. So those are my mindset swaps I'd like you to carry into 2025. And I just wanted to take this opportunity to talk about a brand new online coaching program I am launching this week. You guys, if you're listening, when this episode comes out, are the first to hear about it. It's called Thrive in 2025. Works quite well, that, doesn't it? Because I don't want you to settle for an average life. I want you to literally thrive. And I'm here to help you do just that. I am taking on 5 online clients onto this program in January. So you guys are literally getting first dibs. If you would like to apply, the link for the application is going to be in the show notes. If you have any questions at all, like always, my DMs are always open. Please feel free to drop me a message at any time. And finally, I just wanted to say thank you so much to all of my listeners this year. I am forever grateful for you, and thank you for an amazing year. And I will see you all in 2025. Happy New Year, guys!